Well, good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Peter Bradley from the Island Institute and visiting artist Jimmy Riordan. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Jimmy, you are here in connection with the Sitka Story Lab, which is a project of the Island Institute, and you're here until December 10th. You'll be doing some, well, why don't you describe what you'll be doing?
Well, through the Story Lab, I'm going to be working with Sitka youth on some real basic bookbinding and printing processes, so we're going to be learning about how books traditionally were printed and how the basic book structure works.
Will they have an opportunity to make a basic book?
Yeah, they definitely will. We'll do a couple real simple bindings, and hopefully there'll be things that they'll be able to do themselves after I leave town.
Well, what exactly will be they be getting their hands on when you say simple book binding? What does that mean?
It'll be mostly paper, so we'll be learning about just the grain of paper, how it folds, and how to fold it and construct simple book structures. There'll be a little bit of sewing for some of the older students, but try to keep it as simple and using the most basic materials, things that they can get here in town.
Now, is this going to be printed paper they'll be working with? Is there?
It'll be, the paper will be blank. There may be some decorative papers for parts of it, but largely it'll be creating some sort of container for their own stories, their writing, their drawings.
So they'll be creating simple books, and then they can put whatever they want on those pages that they'd like to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what attracted me to the book, is that it's this nice vessel, this like open form for expression, something that you have a lot of control over.
Well, you know, making books is just one of the things that you do as an artist. You're from Anchorage, and you're a multidisciplinary artist. You do a lot of public art. Can you tell us about those projects?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that I do ends up being projects that are sort of designed to bring different communities together. So it can be real short like events. We put together one in Anchorage where we rented about a dozen U-Hauls and put them in a mystery location and had different artists sort of curate those spaces, so turn them into music venues or art installations, performance pieces. And then we shuttled people in the community from a bus stop to that mystery location so they could experience that over the course of a night. So things like that to like longer term projects. We built a clay house on Bishop's Beach in Homer this last spring, which was a blast.
So you like engaging the public in locally inspired art?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I felt when I first moved back up to Alaska, I was actually born in Anchorage, I felt that there was something lacking in the sort of conversation that I could have with an audience in the traditional gallery space. So by being able to bring my ideas or what it was that I was interested in communicating out into public spaces, I seemed to be able to engage sort of a broader audience or talk to more people, right?
Well, Peter, how does Jimmy fit into the whole Sitka Story Lab project mission?
For us, we're hoping to connect local youth with a variety of different forms and techniques behind storytelling, we're hoping to get into bookmaking down the road. But I think there's a lot of Jimmy's work that ties in directly to that, using public art as a way to communicate ideas and stories in a way that a lot of people haven't been exposed to. I find those projects just marvelous for their way at getting at bigger questions, like the Homer Beach project and the exploration of sculpture and of the sublime. And so it's an awesome fit, and I think Jimmy has a way of making these techniques feel really accessible with the simple bookbinding and the sort of permission to Alaska to start drawing comics for inclusion in a statewide collection.
Well, we'll talk about his comic work in a minute and what he'll be doing in Sitka around that. But beyond, for both of you, question, beyond the actual physical book these kids will come away with, what are you hoping they'll take away, that they'll earn, that they'll gain from this experience?
I mean, I think that, beyond the actual books they make with me, understanding sort of physically how to create a book or how to create a space for their writing and their stories. I mean, in the past, you teach somebody how to take a single sheet of paper and turn it into something that can contain like an 8-page story. They may make the one with you, but the hope is that they'll continue to make those. And through that, they'll continue to think of like storytelling, writing, illustration as a way to express themselves. And I feel like that's fairly empowering, right, when you start to be able to put your ideas or your thoughts onto paper or into some sort of container as opposed to, you know, keeping them rattling around up there in your head.
Well, and when you are able to, you know, address your own experiences and your thoughts and see them as stories. I know my four-year-old has started making books, and just the physical act of drawing out his ideas and creating a story from that gives his story new life, and he feels more agency over it, more ownership. I don't know if that's something you've thought about before.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I remember wanting to build books for myself to fill, like, you know, create a box to fill with ideas and yeah, definitely to provide a sense of ownership. And I think also a sense of permission. Oh, I'm allowed to make my own book.
And, legitimacy.
Yeah.
Well, you also do work with comics and keeping with your public art focus. Tell us a bit about that, Jimmy.
Yeah, so I guess, like, long story short, through another project I'd been working on for over 10 years now, I sort of started working on a comic of my own, a graphic novel of my own. And as soon as I started working on it, I started becoming more and more interested in, like, what other people were doing, right? As soon as you start doing something, like, who else around here is doing something similar? And so I've put together for about a year and a half now, I've been putting together a small publication of local Alaskan comics, largely as a way to meet other people that are doing that, create some sort of venue or some sort of outlet for their work, and then also to kind of encourage artists in different parts of the state to also make comics. So, and I'm going to be in town. We're going to have one meeting on next Tuesday evening from 7 to 8, where we're going to get a gather, talk about comics, and see if we can drum up some interest and some participation from people here in Sitka.
So you're looking for some local comics?
Yeah, or even artists or writers. Anybody that's interested in the form. They don't have to be people that consider themselves cartoonists, just people that would consider trying it out.
Okay. Well, let's go down the Story Lab dates so folks know when they can, you know, register their kids.
Sure. We have events for three age groups. All of them are open to anybody who wants to attend. It's great if you can sign up at sitkastorylab.org or by calling 747-3794. The second through fifth graders can join us on Tuesday from 3 to 4:30 in the Yaw Chapel. All of this is in the Yaw Chapel. High schoolers can join us on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. And 6th to 8th graders can join us for a Saturday afternoon workshop from 1 to 3.
And this is so all free?
They're all free. We'll accept donations, but it's definitely free.
Do they need to bring anything other than their creativity?
No, I don't think so. Perhaps bring a pencil if you'd like, but I don't.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Pencil would probably be good, but we'll have the paper and the other tools. Yeah.
Okay. And again, when is the comic event happening?
That's happening next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., again in the Yaw Chapel. And then we have our main event for adults is on Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
And what's that going to be?
So I recently printed a book that I translated from French into English, not knowing French, about 5 years ago. I printed it using monotype or sort of letterpress. And so I now have these hand-bound copies of the book. So I'll be reading from this translation of a turn-of-the-century French novel. And at the beginning, we'll be looking at some of the type that was used to print it, sorting it into piles like A's, B's, C's, and D's. And at the end, we'll choose whichever is the largest pile of type, and we'll melt it down into a lead ingot, so a nice 2-pound weight that is all A's or all B's.
And so folks will have an opportunity to take a look at this really traditional form of printing.
Yeah, they'll be able to look at the traditional way books were printed. They'll be able to, like, hear me read from a story that's, you know, it's like sort of a fable about St. Francis of Assisi and a hare. And then they'll be able to watch some metal melt down and take a new shape.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining us. We're about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
No, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Peter Bradley from the Island Institute, visiting artist Jimmy Riordan. He is in town to do some bookbinding, printmaking with kids, and a number of other things. You can find out at the Island Institute on their website.